Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting seventh. The catcher, Andy Echeverry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fourth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Pafletic. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Christian. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Nyman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jerry Nyman. And now, play ball. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger takes first base on ball four. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio strikes out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund hits a fly ball into center field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Robinson moves to third. Two outs. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 1-0. Orioles. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a fly ball into left field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic takes first base on ball 4. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bellinger hits a fly ball into left field. Christian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into left field. Christian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a pop-up towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held strikes out. 1 out. Jerry Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-1 in the game. Rettenmund hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pafletic fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Echeverrin. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Echeverrin steals second. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-1 in the game. McNally strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-1 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bellinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. Blair hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Orioles. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson tags and scores. One out. It's 4-0, Orioles. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rettenmund hits a fly ball towards left. Christian catches it and throws to second to double up Powell, who tagged up and tried to advance to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Pafletic hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Pafletic reaches second base with a double. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian is 0-for-1 in the game. Christian hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-1 in the game. Knoop hits a fly ball into left field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Echeverrin takes first base on ball 4. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-2 in the game. McNally hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams pinch hits for Jerry Nyman. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Rhett Munn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cisco Carlos now pitching. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Blair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Christian. Blair reaches second base with a double. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blair moves to third. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Powell moves to second. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rettenmund takes first base on ball 4. Blair scores. Powell moves to third. Robinson moves to second. It's 5-0, Orioles. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Echeverrin takes first base on ball 4. Powell scores. Robinson moves to third. Rettenmund moves to second. It's 6-0, Orioles. Dan Osinski now pitching. Ken Berry now playing right field. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Rettenmund scores. Echeverrin moves to third. It's 8-0, Orioles. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0 for 3 in the game. McNally hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 2 in the game. Josephson hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Pafletic hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian is 0 for 2 in the game. Christian hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Osinski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blair moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Powell hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Josephson fields it and throws to third for the out. Robinson moves to second. 2 outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-2 in the game. Knoop is called out on strikes. 1 out. Ron Hansen pinch hits for Dan Osinski. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rettenmund hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Echeverrin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rettenmund moves to second. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rettenmund scores. Echeverrin moves to second. It's 9-0, Orioles. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Echeverrin. The throw from Josephson and he is out, Melton applying the tag. 1 out. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-4 in the game. McNally is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bellinger hits a fly ball into center field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. Melton strikes out. 2 outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-3 in the game. Josephson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Pavletic hits a pop-up towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.